It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Matt Reed inducted into the BSU Hall of Fame this weekend. His head coach, Tom Cerratore, talks about Reader next. It's Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Matt Reed, inducted into the BSU Hall of Fame this weekend. The all-time Beaver great will be remembered for a lot of great games, a lot of game-winning goals. He'll certainly go down as one of the best to ever play here at BSU. He played a four-year career. That, in and of itself, a bit of a surprise. He could have left and made a lot of money after his junior year. His head coach, Tom Cerratore, on the decision to come back for his senior year.
I just said, Reader, I go, you know, you've done everything you can for the program, and, you know, it's probably time to move on and, you know, have at it. You obviously, you want to come back, come back. But, like, I told him to come back his junior year because I thought it was the right thing. And in the senior year, I said it before his junior year, I said, hey, you get one year closer to graduation, you'll graduate. 2 years, it gets tough. And he came back for his junior year, and he did everything he could. You know, he was an All-American. Led us to the NCAA tournament the second time in a row. He did everything for the program that he possibly could. So I actually thought he was going to leave. But I think more than anything, he had a lot of good friends. We were going into the WCHA. We were going into a new building. I think he wanted to be part of that. I think he wanted to be a pioneer. And, of course, it was a business decision, too. He could be an unrestricted free agent. So there was a business component to it, too, Schulze.
You know, maybe this is just recency bias, but transfer portal, I mean, there are college football players that are playing for their fourth and 15. How important was it for him to finish the job here?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people. I think it's important for a lot of guys to finish the job. So it's not just Matt Reed, but I think a lot of guys.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.